contractors who received stimulus funds owe more than $700 million in back taxes. This, according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office, and some senators are now calling for a hearing on the report's findings. Bernie Becker is a staff writer for The Hill newspaper and joins us now with details on that report and Congress's reaction to it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's talk first of all about this report, about the contractors who got the stimulus funds. It's sort of breaking down reports that we've seen in the past of, you know, contractors who don't pay back taxes, or agencies or federal officials who are having trouble in paying off their taxes. This is even more granular than that. Contractors who received these stimulus funds, what did they find?
Well, what they found and what you said is actually pretty important, is that this is sort of larger than the stimulus. I mean, the stimulus is sort of a politically explosive, which makes this, I think, a little bit more news grabby. But that,
we are losing our connection here.
I'm here.
Okay, Bernie, go ahead.
You
dropped out for a minute, but please continue.
Sorry.
You were saying how the big picture looks.
Yeah. Well, so as I was saying, the stimulus is sort of politically explosive, which I think makes this a little bit, more newsy than normal, but it is a larger problem within contracting in general. And what this report found was that about $24 billion of the $275 billion or so that was contracted out in the stimulus was given to those who owed the government money.
And some of these taxes were pretty old bills, though, weren't they? I read that a third of them went back to 2003. Did that temper at all what Congress's reaction was?
Not particularly. I mean, I think what they were saying was that, you know, this subcommittee that partly asked for this report has been looking at this issue for a long time. So this is, in some level, not a surprise to them. And I think it just shows to them, they think they're making progress, but I think this just shows to them the depth of the problem.
And so what do the senators propose to do about it?
Well, that's interesting. The hearing that was held yesterday, it struck me at least as there's sort of early in the process on this particular issue. One of the problems is that there are ways within the government to sort of, if the government is paying out money to those who owe taxes, there's ways to get some of that money back. But some of those methods weren't applicable here because these grants or contracts went to a state or a contractor who then subcontracted those out. And those subcontractors were a large part of this universe that owed the government money.
So the subcontractors were included in that report too.
Yeah, and they're the ones, and they seem to be a large part of the problem. And a lot of the ways that the government gets back this money, they can't get to them, at least right now. And that's one of the ways they're looking at trying to recapture some of that money.
We're speaking with Bernie Becker, a staff writer for The Hill newspaper. Did that 3% withholding rule come up? This is something that's been proposed. It hasn't really taken effect yet. Where tax,
yeah,
would be pre-withheld for contractors and then at the end of the year resolved. Did that come up in this context yesterday?
That didn't come up yesterday. I know that there is, the IRS has pushed that back another year now. I know there is a push on the Hill to sort of look at that in greater detail, but it didn't come up yesterday.
So at this point, from what you're saying, it sounds like now they know that there is a problem, they know there's an issue, but what they do about it is really up in the air.
Yeah, I think it's up in the air. I think, you know, Senator Levin, who was the chair of this subcommittee that held the hearing yesterday, I think he's pretty on board with this idea of having subcontractors have to tell contractors if they owe taxes. And what that would do would then sort of, you know, there are legislative ways that then this could not happen. If subcontractors were required to tell what their tax status was, he seems to think that would alleviate some of these problems. But it sort of just came up yesterday. And as you know, the speed at which the legislative process works, it could be a while before that went anywhere.
And what, I mean, how extensive is the problem? As you mentioned, what was it, something like north of $500 billion was handed out in the stimulus program to thousands and thousands of contractors. How widespread is it? And we know the number, you said $24 billion of the dollars, but how big a problem is it in terms of the numbers of contractors?
Yeah, I mean, so there were 80,000 contractors or contracts that were given out in this Recovery Act, and the GA report was able to look at 63,000 of those and about 3,700 of those owed taxes. So it was about 6% of the universe that that GAO was able to look at. So it's a pretty extensive minority.
And these same contractors, were they found to be getting other types of federal contracts as well as the stimulus contracts?
That's a good question. The GAO report didn't necessarily go into that. My guess would be that, the stimulus was, pretty extensive. There's an extensive set of contracts there, but my guess is that this would probably not be the first time that a group would get one of those. So my guess is that these are not just first-time folks who are getting these sorts of things.